Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
All right, we have a lot to talk about when it comes to immigration, including a new warning that has come in from Governor of Texas Greg Abbott. He did an interview, and he said that the Biden administration is doing nothing to stop. Forget the illegals coming across the southern border. He is now putting out a real warning about the terrorists that are coming across the southern border. I want you to hear the governor in his own words. Listen.
The chief of the Border Patrol is saying,
exactly,
of 140,000 gotaways, if we don't know who is coming into our country and we don't know what their intent is, that is a threat. Does President Biden agree?
The president absolutely believes that along that border, we do have significant national security concerns that have to be met.
He also said that they're doing everything that they possibly can. But are you worried that we're in a September 10th mentality on this issue?
Well, let's be clear. The Biden administration is doing nothing to stop terrorists from coming across the border. They are knowingly allowing them in. And there's two categories here. They're the terrorists who are actually apprehended. The terrorists apprehended are an all-time record, many multiples of those who came across the border under the Trump administration. But second, you talked about the gotaways. Well, the terrorists will pay extra not to be caught. What that means is the number that we've caught, which is extraordinary, there's far more than that who've gotten across the border. Remember this also. Last month, the FBI director talked about a potential 9/11 type terrorist attack because of the terrorists who are coming across our border. The chief job of the president of the United States is national security. Yeah. The President Biden is failing at national security. We are extraordinarily concerned about a terrorist attack occurring in Texas or elsewhere in the United States because of the terrorists who are crossing our border at will,
Governor,
unstopped by the Biden administration.
Do you think ISIS is here today?
So I have no information that they are. However, again, the FBI director was talking last month about the possibility that ISIS could be coming here. Think about this concept. It's ridiculous that anybody has their shoes inspected at an airport these days when terrorists can come right across the border and sneak in and come here. Let me foreshadow also another concern we're going to have really soon. That's already kind of beginning right now. And that's going to be drone wars. The capability of the cartels about getting things across the border through drones already is extraordinary. And they're going to be more aggressive, more sophisticated in the drone attacks. We can sustain a drone attack anytime.
Now, there's a lot to break down there that the governor just mentioned, but I want to go back and remind you of something I told you about. It was either yesterday or the day before. And that was Joe Biden and the White House saying they are very concerned about a terrorist attack that could happen at the hands of Hamas or Iran-related targets in the Middle East. And also there are, quote, concerns about other places around the world. Now, they didn't say America. I want to be clear about that. But if you listen to the governor there and you listen to what the governor had to say, there is real concern, I think, if you listen to what he's saying, that we don't know what's happening in this country right now when it comes to terrorists. And you notice that the question that was asked there by Dana Perino, it was, are we in a September the 10th mentality? Now, what does that mean? Before September 11th, we weren't worried about a September 11th. We were on September the 10th, we were somewhat worried about some random guy named Osama bin Laden, but no one thought anything was going to happen in the United States of America the way that it did on 9/11. That is what she means. Well, we know what terrorists want to do to us. We know what they're capable of. We know what they just did to the people in Israel, which, can you imagine if something, heaven forbid, like that happened in the United States of America? But if you have hundreds of terrorists that are coming across the southern border, and that's a fact, okay? That everybody knows that is a fact. I want to be clear about that. Everybody knows that there are terrorists coming across the southern border. They are being caught, and a lot of them are not being caught. They are the gotaways. And you heard what the governor said there about they pay more to come across if you're a terrorist because you're not trying to be caught by Border Patrol. The majority of people that come across the southern border, and I've witnessed it at the border, is people that come across, and as soon as they see Border Patrol, they run to them. Anybody in a uniform, they run to them. Anybody that's on the American side that is an official government individual, they run to them. And why do they do it? They do it because they know that once they're here, we will take care of them. We will pay for everything that they need. We will give them clothing, food, housing, education. We'll roll out the red carpet. Before I get into more of that, I want to tell you about my friends over at Patriot Mobile. I want to ask yourself a question real quick. How mad would you be if you knew that you were supporting right now Planned Parenthood? Now, you're not a supporter of Planned Parenthood, but you found out that your money was being used to support Planned Parenthood. How mad would you be if you found out that your money was supporting causes like Black Lives Matter as they were torching cities, or supporting Barack Obama, or supporting, for example, people like AOC, or maybe even Joe Biden for president? Would you be mad? I'd be furious. Well, if you're with Big Mobile, that's exactly what's happening right now with your money. You may not realize this, but Big Mobile gives massive donations to Democratic candidates running for office and Democratic extremist causes. They also give money, massive donations, millions of dollars to Planned Parenthood. That is why I want you to know about Patriot Mobile. I switched to Patriot Mobile. When I look down at my phone, in the top left corner, it says Patriot. And I know that I'm making a difference with every phone call, with every text, and every time I pay my bill. Because they take 5% of my bill at no extra cost to me. And they give it back to conservative organizations, conservative causes that I believe in. That's right. They actually fight back. They fight the left with my dollars each and every single month. I love Patriot Mobile because I get the same coverage I was used to before, because they use the same exact towers, the same system that the big mobile carriers use. So I didn't have to compromise on service. I could keep my same cell phone number or get a new number. I can keep my same cell phone I had when I'd switch or upgrade to a new one. So switching is easy because they have a 100% U.S.-based team. Now, here's the best part. When you pay your bill every month, 5% of that bill goes back to support conservative causes and organizations. Yes, conservative causes and organizations that you stand with. We're talking about organizations that support the Second Amendment, support the sanctity of life, support our First Amendment rights. This is why I want you to switch to Patriot Mobile. I'm going to give you free activation as well. Just use the promo code BEN and call them now. 972-PATRIOT is the number. That's 972-PATRIOT. 972-PATRIOT or PatriotMobile.com/BEN. That's PatriotMobile.com/BEN or 972-PATRIOT. Now, terrorists who are on the watch list know that's not the case for them. So when they come across the southern border, they want to be smuggled in and they don't want to be seen. Or if they are seen, they want to be, quote, a gotaway where they're not apprehended and checked through the database like the other people that are walking up to border security agents. Now, that's part one. But I also think the other part here that's an interesting point. And several weeks ago, Senator Cruz and I did a podcast. If you missed it, go grab it. Verdict with Ted Cruz, wherever you get your podcasts, okay? And in that podcast, the senator was talking about the warnings coming from Border Patrol agents and from intelligence about what the governor just mentioned, which is that basically they have an Air Force. The cartels have an Air Force of drones, and they are using the drones to drop constant shipments of drugs across the southern border. They're also using those drones for things like attacks, as it was just described there. They're also using their drones to spy on American assets, including our Border Patrol agents, so they can see when they drive by or they're not in a certain area, and then they use that as a place to cross for the fentanyl that's coming in. That's the number one killer of people 39 and under, basically under 40 in America. The number one killer right now is fentanyl. So they're using this Air Force, and it is an Air Force. Let's be honest about this. When you have this many drones that are this sophisticated with these types of cameras that are giving you real-time images, and you can then exploit our southern border to bring your drugs across the southern border, this is a whole nother level of a incursion, invasion, infiltration into the United States of America. It's not just the human smuggling. It's not just the sex trafficking. It's the drugs as well that are coming across our southern border. And that is the concern. But now you go back to that September the 10th mentality. The Biden administration officials are so concerned now that Iran and Hamas may be planning to hit targets inside Israel in retaliation for the Israeli airstrike in Syria this week that killed several senior Iranian officials. They're also concerned about attacks against American targets around the world. Now, they're not saying in America, but read between the lines here. I think it's very clear that they are very concerned about that. And the governor of Texas is basically saying, this is your warning. I am warning you. Okay? I am warning you of what is going to happen. I'm letting you know what the concern is. Right? Like this is not hard to figure out. I also want you to hear what Tim Shee, he is a Montana Senate candidate, a Republican, had to say on Fox News Channel about our wide open southern border, and listen to what he had to say coming from Montana.
Tim, Tester has tried to carry himself off as kind of a rugged Montanan. He's a rancher. He has a haircut. You know, he kind of tries to play the role, but when has he actually stood up for the working class?
Now, two-faced Tester's as old as time. You know, 5 out of every 6 years, he's a loyal progressive. 90%+ voting record with Joe Biden and Chuck Schumer and Harry Reid before that. And then, of course, you know, in the last few months, he becomes a quasi-Republican. His last ad, I think, said he's working with Republicans to secure the border, which is laughable. He's still paying to fly illegal immigrants into our country. He's paying for their health care, for their food. He's paying to continue to fund sanctuary cities with your taxpayer dollars, with Montana taxpayer dollars. And he's stopping us from deporting violent criminal illegal aliens. So that doesn't sound like Montana values in a state that Trump carried by 20 points, in a state that wants a secure border. We have a senator who's opening it wide open, and he's paying him to come here and to put a stop to it.
You listen to that candidate, and the reason why I played that for you is because this is what this election should be about, and this is how we should be talking about it. And I tell that as a blueprint for other Republicans that are running. If you want to have a chance, I think, with many of the American people, this is how you're going to need to do it. This is what you are going to need to say. This is how the conversation needs to go. It needs to be this clear. It needs to be this blunt. And it needs to be, hey, we're calling out the current senators that are not protecting our southern border. This is not just an issue for Joe Biden and the Democrats. There are many people in Washington that are refusing to do the right thing and protect us. And I do believe the way that Governor Abbott in Texas talked about this was spot on. We have a blind spot, and we have a January 10th mentality. And we have terrorists that are coming across our southern border, and an Air Force that's being used by the cartels to exploit our country. And that is something we must stop.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
So what happens when you storm the southern border, you get caught overrunning that border, and you decide that you're going to assault men and women in uniform? Apparently nothing. That after a Texas judge has now ordered the release of migrants accused of storming the southern border. Now the world witnessed this and watched this because it went viral. And the message it's clearly sending to illegal immigrants that are thinking about coming into America is, hey, if you get in a spot where you've got to storm the border and you have to attack border security agents or law enforcement, just do it because you will not be held accountable for your actions. Which also brings me to another story we're going to deal with in a moment. And that is, there are now migrant crime rings, basically gangs that are organizing, and they're going after wealthy cities where they know that they will not be held accountable for their actions. And we're seeing this pop up everywhere from California to New York to Michigan and everywhere in between. Let me go back to what happened at the southern border and this judge that has now ordered the release of the migrants accused of storming the southern border, some of them even attacking law enforcement. Take a listen to this from Fox.
Talk about illegal immigration. This morning, a big update on the migrants arrested after storming the border and pummeling National Guard troops, as a Texas judge on Easter is reportedly ordering that they be released to appear back on their own recognizant. Yeah, like that'll happen when the DA is ready. Former acting DHS Secretary Chad Wolf joins us now. Chad, your thought about this Easter move?
Well, it's unbelievable. I can't believe that a judge would release these individuals after what we've seen on video. We have it on video. Each of those migrants was identified either by Border Patrol or Texas DPS, so we know who they are. And yet, because it appears of some type of either technicality or the district attorney there in El Paso wasn't ready for the motion, that the end result is you actually set them free and you release them on their own recognizance. So again, this sends the exact wrong signal to other migrants and other individuals that are going to want to storm that border, storm the fence, storm any barriers, and actually push over and assault Border Patrol officers.
Yeah, the other big story in immigration, by the way, it's unacceptable that the DA was not ready. I mean, do your job. Also, this judge should understand and be responsible. You don't reward this type of behavior. I thought they were for law and order by definition.
Now, let's just be honest. I don't believe for a moment that the DA wasn't ready. I think this was a deliberate signal to make it abundantly clear that you can come into America, you can rush the border, you can attack us, and we will let you free. So keep coming. It's sending a message to anyone thinking about coming to America that even if the border looks like it is secure in the area where you show up, don't worry. We will let you come in and assault those in our National Guard that are keeping us safe, that are supposed to be keeping us safe, that are trying to keep us safe. And you are sitting there and you're saying to yourself, no, calm down. Hey, you guys, don't be afraid. This is okay. I know you've seen the National Guard. I know you see Texas standing up for themselves, but keep coming, okay? Just keep coming. Keep coming into this country, and we will make sure that you are let free. Which brings me to the second part of the conversation about this migrant crime rings that are popping up all over the place and directly targeting wealthy suburban areas. One of Michigan's wealthiest counties, now remember, Michigan, under the governor there, is a, quote, welcoming state, right, for illegal immigrants. They won't call illegal immigrants. They are we love you, come on in, we'll sing Kumbaya with you, give you a bunch of free stuff, and you can just hang out in Michigan because we are socialists. That's what they are. That's what Whitmer is. One of Michigan's wealthiest counties, which voted heavily for Joe Biden in 2020, has become the target of organized migrant gangs that are getting together and then going for organized home invasions. That according to the new warning from the county sheriff. The Oakland County Sheriff, now I want to be clear, this is in Oakland, Michigan, okay? The Oakland County Sheriff, Michael Bouchard, is warning residents that gangs of illegals are targeting high-end homes, especially of those who are out of town on spring break vacations, and then you're coming back to a home that has been completely ransacked and pulled apart. I'm not joking. This is what is happening now. Now, this same warning is now coming at the same time as the New York Police Department chief is saying that we are seeing, quote, an uptick in migrant crimes, and the trends are getting bigger because they're becoming more organized.
This afternoon, I sat down with the NYPD Chief of Patrol, John Schell, whom you saw in Mark's story. I talked to him broadly about the recent headlines and asked him about where New York City stands when it comes to crime involving migrants.
Well, right now, we see an uptick. We see trends in migrant crime that's hurting our city a little bit. When I talk about trends, we're talking about crimes committed on mopeds, whether it be purse snatches, robberies, pickpockets on the train, pickpockets on the streets. We're seeing some mob-like activity when it comes to Macy's or Sunglass Hut. So we're seeing these trends start to get bigger and bigger, and it's adding to our everyday New Yorkers crime, and we're trying to put a lid on it.
We're trying to put a lid on it. Really? So that's it. Well, we're trying to figure out how to put a lid on it. Now, can you put a lid on runaway, out of control migrant crime and the trend that's getting, quote, bigger? If those, when they're caught, are not actually prosecuted, you've got to go back to New York City. What happened in New York City? New York City is the site, okay, is the site of where those immigrants beat up police officers, tried to kill them, and they were let out of jail, and then they flicked off the cameras. Now, they were flicking off every American. They were flicking off the United States. They were flicking off the police and law enforcement. They were making it abundantly clear that they are not going to abide by our laws, our rules. And they gave us two middle fingers and then they disappeared, right? Apparently they got even on free trips to go all the way as far away as California because they weren't held accountable. So when you see what he just said there, and I'm sorry, it's laughable what he just said. It is truly hysterical what this man just said. He said, we're trying to get a handle on it. No, you're not. If you're not going to prosecute, you'll never get a handle on it.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If
if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on,
but we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Let's just go back to the southern border real quick and the illegal aliens that were released on their own reconnaissance after rioting at the border and attacking those who were trying to protect the border in our National Guard. Now, it was all caught on tape. The White House press secretary, and again, this is clear messaging from the White House. They want the illegal immigrants to know, do not be worried about coming to America. Even if you come and even if you get violent, we're still got your back.
Most of the border crossers accused of beating up Texas National Guardsmen in a riot last month were released on their own recognizance Sunday. How does that make people in this country any safer?
So I have to refer you to Department of Justice and DHS on that particular reporting. I will say this, as the event unfolded, the Border Patrol was able to act quickly and get the situation under control and apprehend the migrants. And we were grateful that the Border Patrol was able to do their job. Look, there is a challenge at the border, right? Our immigration system has been broken for decades, before this president became president, obviously, more than three years ago. And this president, a couple months ago, worked with the Senate in a bipartisan fashion to get a negotiation done, right? And what we saw is from the last president, President Trump, told Republicans in Congress not to move forward with this negotiation, this agreed plan, this agreed proposal, because it would help Joe Biden. That's what was reported by some of you. And we can actually deal with this. We can actually deal with what we're seeing. And because they didn't move forward, right, because they didn't move forward with this proposal, because of the last president, and because they put politics in ahead of the American people, we are seeing chaos. And so we want to get this done. We did. We worked with Congress to get this done, to deal with the challenges at the border. President Trump got in the way, and because President Trump got in the way, Republicans are now getting in the way.
I do love the spin there. I got to give credit. They stay on message, don't they? Somehow, this is the problem of Donald Trump, the guy that had the lowest number of border crossings in history of my lifetime, right? Somehow, this is the fault of Republicans, not the Democrats, for having a wide open border and undermining our entire national security because of their obsession with fundamentally changing this country and importing 25, 30, 40 million new voters who they will give amnesty to that are in favor of socialism and communism, that are coming from communist countries. So they don't really understand anything else but that. They're conditioned to vote for radical lefties. That's the truth here. But she also says, yeah, I got to just refer you to the DOJ and the Department of Homeland Security. Yet again, another example of the lack of focus from this administration, because they don't want to be focused on this. They want this anarchy. They designed it. They are the gods of it. They created it. Now, let's go back to Michigan for a second and tie all this together. You have these new warnings, and this is not the first time in Michigan, in these really nice areas of town, that they have had a spree of home invasions by migrants. A similar wave of break-ins occurred last spring, and Bouchard's office launched a special task force that netted several arrests. It got so bad they had to get a task force to deal with illegal immigrants breaking into people's homes and stealing everything. The sheriff is now warning homeowners to keep up their guard in the state of Michigan. It's a Biden must win to earn a second term. Quote, people ask what community or what neighborhood. It's not community or neighborhood specific. It is target homes specific. Very high-end homes with probably high worth valuables in the home that back up to an obscure golf course, a wooded area, a pond, whatever gives them access to come in unobserved and then take everything out of the home while you're out of town. The Oakland County is Michigan's fourth wealthiest county. According to a 2023 report at MLive.com, it has a median household income of about $100,000 a year. Meanwhile, to put it in perspective, the state's median income is about $68,000 a year. Oakland County also voted heavily in favor of Joe Biden in 2020, giving Biden a 56% of the vote, or 433,000 total votes for the Democrats. So you voted for this, you're getting anarchy. Former President Trump, by the way, also set to appear at a rally in Grand Rapids, Michigan, tomorrow. And he will likely continue pounding Joe Biden on the crisis of the southern border that's now reached its way all the way up to Michigan. Now, look at how far away Michigan is from the southern border. And this is what we are seeing right now. Many liberal media outlets are fearful that Republicans are making inroads among Democratic voters because they're the ones that are having to deal with this. The Washington Post, for instance, worried and put it in writing that Trump's narrative blasting Biden for the border crisis is, quote, beginning to resonate beyond his base and among those who might otherwise vote Democrat. They said this in the Post, but in a potentially worrying sign for Biden. Trump's message appears to be resonating with key elements of the Democratic coalition that Biden will need to win over again this November. The paper added this, and this is again the Communist Washington Post. Two-thirds of Americans now disapprove of Joe Biden's record for handling border security, and that number is rising monthly. It is also rising among Democrat voters, with 55% of blacks and 73% of Hispanics disapproving of Biden's border record. So let's break that down real quick. Why is it that the majority of African Americans, 55% of African Americans, are now believing or are now saying they disapprove of Biden's border record? Because they are becoming victims of the migrant crime waves and the organized migrant crime in this country, number one. Now, why is it that the number is even higher at 73% of Hispanics who disapprove of Biden's border record? Because they are ground zero for the violent crime, and they're also having to compete for higher price housing and lower price wages in their communities because of the flood of illegal immigrant workers. Notice I didn't say migrant workers like the White House. I said illegal immigrant workers. The Hispanic community is getting absolutely destroyed by illegal immigrants right now. Economically, when it comes to safety, when it comes to security, when it comes to job creation, when it comes to housing. The housing, and I'm talking about low income housing, okay? I'm talking about people just trying to have a roof over their head. The price of housing in Hispanic neighborhoods and Hispanic areas of town all over the country is just skyrocketing, and they're feeling it. But when you have an influx of 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 million people coming across the border and they go to Hispanic communities, this is what you get. That is exactly why 73% of Hispanics are now disapproving of Biden's border record, because they are ground zero for what's going to come to the rest of us in this country. Now, here's the other thing you need to understand. Other states have also been dealing with rings of criminal gangs made up chiefly of migrants. This is now becoming an issue in not just New York, as I mentioned earlier, but it's also becoming an issue in Illinois. Chicago organized retail crime ring was led by a newly arrived illegal alien. It was announced last week. The Chicago suburb of Oak Brook has been just decimated with a massive increase in retail organized theft and burglaries over the last 12 months. Police now say the leading culprits have been recently arrived illegal border crossers, okay, illegal immigrants, who have filtered out to the suburbs of Chicago because they find it easier to organize and rob quickly. The Oak Brook Police Department reported that 47 recently, yes, you heard me right, 47 recently arrived illegal aliens have been arrested in connection with a massive retail theft gang, as well as home and car burglaries just since October, and more than 175 since last year, according to local news reports. Officials of the suburbs, which is only about 25 minutes west of downtown Chicago and only minutes south of the international airport there, is where hundreds of illegals have been sheltering for months at the airport. They noted that the thieves often use bags lined with sheets of tinfoil in an attempt to thwart the store's anti-theft protection devices, and they learned this from other illegals on social media. You notice everywhere this is happening is in liberal states, but in conservative communities. And that is the big problem. It is conservative communities where this is happening and more conservative areas of the state where liberals are in charge and they're not doing a damn thing to stop it. Please make sure you share this podcast with your family and friends. Okay. I beg of you, share this podcast with your family and friends so they can hear exactly what I just talked to you about. And I will see you back here tomorrow.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.